This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade, and here we are backstage. Our players are getting all set for today's match, because today, one of them is going to have a shot at getting their very own video arcade game. So we have a couple of hot teams. You players ready? Ready? All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Right, here we are in the Starcade room. Got a nice audience here. Nice to see you here at home. Let's meet our contestants right now. You are?
Gavin Clayton.
How you doing, Gavin?
All right.
Good. Boy Scouts of America, what's your rank?
First class, right here.
Terrific. Nice to have you here on the show. And you are?
Joanne Clayton.
Joanne, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm the secretary to the troop committee for the Boy Scouts, and I'm also a consultant.
Good. Terrific. Nice to have both of you here. Good luck to your team. And on this side I have?
Bob Turnquist.
Nice to meet you, Bob. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Martinez, California. I'm a sophomore. I like motorcycle riding and video games.
Sure, all right. We wish you good luck. And you are?
My name is Keith McCullough, and I'm Bobby's mother. And I'm a plumber for Contra Costa County. And I like to play video games, and I hope I'm going to get better.
You know, with you being a plumber, we should have bubbles today as one of the games. Unfortunately, we don't, but that would be great. All right, we wish both you teams good luck. Right now, as you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one team here is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Pingo. All right, let's shake hands, and let's get ready to go play Starcade. Here we go. While they're going over there, Kevin, what are the five games we will deal with today?
Jeff, today on Starcade, you can save olive oil, blast some aliens, and run off with bags of money. Our first game today, Super Cobra, a chopper flight through a far-out world. Next is Zor, a spacey flight over enemy territory. Bagman, a race through the mines for dough. Guzzler, the waterman on race to put out fires. And Popeye, the man himself taking on Bluto. Jeff?
Thanks, Kevin. Okay, those are today's five games. All of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, we called our mystery game. And if you pick that in the first three games, you automatically get a prize. And we like to let our home audience in on what the mystery game is, so Kevin will whisper it to them.
The mystery game is Guzzler.
And we hope one of you gets it, because it is a nice prize if you do. All right, now, let's take a look at the question. Hands on buzzers. The animals in Zookeeper are elephants, snakes, camels, rhinos, moose, and what other? I thought you hit the buzzer, but I don't see any light or hear a buzz. Did you hit the buzzer?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Push it again. You got it. What do you want?
Zebra.
Incorrect. Sorry. Claytons, you get to pick the game, and you have that advantage.
All right. What's the first game?
What?
I'd like Bagman.
Bagman. Okay, that's my favorite game. I'm glad you picked that. Kevin, tell us how to play Bagman.
The money is yours for the taking. Grab it up and hurry to the waiting wheelbarrow on the surface and plunge into the mine for more. Defend yourself with the pickaxe or hop aboard a passing ore cart for a ride into another area of the mine. Save time and steps by taking the mine elevator to the surface. If a guard is in hot pursuit, slow him up by sacrificing one of the money bags. You're the bag man and your goal is dough.
All right, Gavin, you picked Bagman, so I guess you're going to play it, are you?
No, my mom's going to play it.
What is your strategy?
I don't know.
Well, maybe you should have thought of some. Are you a Bagman player?
Not really. I think it's to get the losers out of the way in a hurry.
Well, Bagman is a great game. There's a lot of things you could do with it. Not too much in 50 seconds. So the best thing to do, and you might want to listen to this too, is get those bags into the wheelbarrow as fast as you can. Don't let the guards catch. If you drop the bag on top of the guards going up the ladder, you knock them out for a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right, Joanne, good luck. Gavin, get ready. Get set. Play. Okay, up the ladder it goes. There's one. Here comes the guard. Oops, he got you. 40 seconds to go. Here you go. Money. Look out, he's coming at you. Look out. Oops. Only one guy left. Be careful now this time. What money are you going after? In there. Okay. Got the money. Watch out. Okay. Oh, you got him confused now. Look out. Up the 15 seconds. Drop it in the wheelbarrow. There you go. Not that way. Not that way. Watch out for the cart. Don't let the cart get you. Oh, no. You got killed. I think that'll do it. 3,730. Well, you did okay. We'll send you back. Send you back, Gavin. And Bob and Keith, come on down here. Okay. Now, Keith, who's going to play this? You or Bob?
Me.
You're going to play. What do you think, Bob? Any special instructions for it?
No instructions. He knows how to play pretty good.
Oh, are you a bagman player?
Well, I just like the money.
Well, you're a plumber. I should see that you do. Okay, turn around. We'll get ready to go. Ready? Here, you come here, Bob. Get set. Play. There she goes. There's one bag. Going up. Here comes the guard. Right after you. Doing fine. Up the ladder. And one deposit. Very good. Look out for the cart. Ah, gotcha. All right, another one coming up. Here you go. Up the ladder again. 20 seconds. In for the money. Here comes the guard. Whoops. Oh, he knows that trick. Now you can get up. Hurry up. Oh, you got it. Right in time, 6,550. Really good play, Keith. All right, Keith, you and Bob wait right here. And you wait right there. We'll be back in a minute to see you against the Cheers the next game here on Starcade. Stay with us. Wait, you just made that.
Today's grand prize on Starcade is the video arcade game Pengo. The penguin is on a run through an ice block field with snow bees in fast pursuit. It's a bit chilly, but Pengo the Penguin's World is an interesting place to be. Pengo, furnished by Sega Electronics. And now back to Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kev, thank you. Well, let's see. Old bag man is out of the way. Let's see how we did. Clayton, your score so far is 3,730. And the Turnquists have 6,550. Right at the last second, you got that extra bonus points. You're in the lead. Of course, there's one more game to be played in this round, and then we'll total the points on both games to find out who's going to play the name of the game board. You ready for another question? Are you? Yes, okay. Hands on buzzers. Here we go. In Make Tracks on the first screen, what makes tracks on your paint job? A, a cat. B, a goldfish. A Clayton's.
A goldfish.
No, sorry, it's a cat. A cat. And Bob and Keith, that means you get a chance to pick the next game. Which game would you like to play?
Super Cobra.
Super Cobra is the game we'll play.
Yeah.
And, excuse me. Well, choked up over that. Kevin, tell us how to play Super Cobra.
It's going to take a lot of skill to pilot your chopper through these space tunnels, avoiding attacking UFOs and missiles, exploding fuel tanks to pick up more gas. It takes 5 hits to destroy a meteorite, but that's for the really big points. It's Super Cobra.
Super Cobra it is, and I would bet any amount of money that Bob is going to play this one.
Yes, I am.
I thought maybe you would, and Keith here will cheer you on. Bob, are you a Super Cobra player?
Yeah.
All right, good luck to you. We'll see how well you do. Get ready. You have 50 seconds. Get set. Go. He is a Super Cobra player for sure. Okay. Gonna get tougher. Watch out for the building coming up. Good play. It's harder now. Tell you something, that's about the best that I've seen that played here in Starcade. You're a heck of a player. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Head on back with Keith. And here comes Joanne and Gavin. And Gavin, you going to play this one?
Yes.
Okay, turn around here just for a second. He left a tough score up there for you. What do you think?
I don't know. Yeah. I'll try my best.
Well, that's about the best anybody can do. We'll wish you good luck with Super Cobra. You'll have 50 seconds like he did. If you turn around and get ready now. There you are. That's the button you want to start with. Get ready. Get set. Play. I got you. I'll have another one coming up. It's tough to get through there. Be careful. All right, got through. Good shooting. Good shooting. Good. Building coming up. Made it. Way to go. About 10 seconds. Will you get some more points? We'll find out. The building again. Good shot. 1,250. All right, Gavin, nicely done. It's a tough game, Super Cobra is. You head back. Joanne, head back with him. And we're going to total up all the scores. Now, all of you had a chance to play Bagman and Super Cobra, and now one team here is going to play for a very special prize. So we total up the scores from both games. We'll see who's going to play the name of the game board. Clayton's, you have 4,980. And the Turnquists have 10,050. Turnquists, come down here. Boy, that is a good high score here on Starcade. Turn around, please, so your back is towards that board. And both of you come this way just a little bit because we want to get a clear shot of the board. Now, behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the game, you look like you don't want to do this. If you name the games correctly, you're going to win a good prize. Which one of you will begin?
She will.
All right, she'll start. Keith, you'll start. Then Bob, then Keith, then Bob, okay? All right, turn around. Let's take a look in the upper left-hand corner. Come towards me a little bit, Bob. Okay, that's fine. In the upper left-hand corner, is that Frontline or G.I. Joe?
G.I. Joe.
No, sorry, it was Frontline. Number two, Galaxian or Gorp?
Gorp.
Gorp is right. Good for you. Number three, Gravatar or Cosmic Chasm?
Cosmic Chasm?
No, sorry. Number four, Pop Flamer or Popper?
Popper.
No, it was Pop Flamer. Well, the old video board did you in a little bit. Hey, all right, goodbye right here. Oh, that's all right. You guys are in the lead. You're doing really well here in the show. We'll take a break right now, and then we'll come back. And in a minute, we'll play the final round of Starcade and see who has a chance to win their own video arcade. I don't think you know your video game.
Here's the latest news from the Starcade hotline. Before every Starcade show, games are moved into position, Starcade contestants get a walkthrough, cameras move into the opening positions, producer and director work out last-minute shots, and then places are called, and...
Okay, we've got speed, one's on the line. Stand by music, stand by Kevin, stand by Tycued Wish in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Music.
This is Starcade, and that is the way it happens. Jeff...
What? Oh, I see. We're ready to go. All right, here we are at round two. And the big challenge. There's only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we're going to total up all the scores. And the top score on all games is going to get a chance to win that Pengo Video Arcade game. So, Clayton's and Turnquist, if you're ready, I have your final question for you. And, Clayton's, you need some points, so you hope you get this. And, of course, Turnquist have an equal chance. In the upper left-hand screen, a bump and jump is A, a speedometer noting the car's speed, B, the number of cars passed. Turnquist.
A.
A is right, a speedometer noting the car's speed. Now we have three games left and unplayed. We have Popeye, we have Guzzler, and we have Zor, and one of them is the mystery game. So what will the game be, Bob?
Guzzler.
Guzzler. That happens to be the mystery game. And that means that you get a nice prize just for picking that game. Kevin will tell you about it.
It's Sisey Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sisey's provides 8 levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player, Sisey's.
All right. See, Keith, you didn't have to do anything then,
no,
right?
No, all right. I get to play the game.
Yeah, well, are you going to play it? We'll find out in just a few moments. First,
oh,
let's let Kevin tell us how to play it. Kev?
It's the Guzzler, a water man putting out fireballs, flashes, and demons, collecting more water from puddles, or by just walking if he's completely empty. The faster he extinguishes the fire, the bigger the points. He's a water man, the Guzzler.
The Guzzler it is, and who's going to play it?
I am.
Okay, you're going to play it, Bob. Are you a Guzzler player?
A little bit.
All right, let me give you a couple of hints then, please. And Clayton's, you listen too. If a glass or a pitcher shows up in the middle of the screen, grab it if you can. That'll be extra points, all right?
Okay.
And the faster you put out the four fires, the faster you get on to the next screen and get bonus points, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, any last words from you?
No.
All right, 40 seconds to go. Turn around, please. Get ready? Get set? Play. And here we go. Oh. Need some water now. Oh, they got you. Another one coming out. 20 seconds to go. Look out. There it is, refueling. Points. Nice you played, Bob. Okay, Keith, you and Bob head on back. 1,940 points. And here comes Gavin and Joanne. Which of you will play Guzzler?
I will.
Okay, Gavin, now turn around here so I can talk to you, please, a little bit. That's it. It's important that you get all four fires out because you guys need some points, all right?
Yeah, I'm good at this game, I think.
Oh, you are? Okay, good luck to you. Here we go. Ready? Get set. Play. Here goes Gavin. One fire down. And some water. Two fires down. Two to go. Whoops. Oh, there might be trapped now. Can you get out of it? Oh, no. We get another one coming up. 15 seconds. Here we go. There he is. Okay, now you need some water to get the next one. Can you get it in time? Oh, no. Too bad. A couple seconds left. 5,030 points. Okay, head on back. Gavin and Joanne, go back. Well, the Claytons beat the Turnquist at Guzzler. We know that. But is it enough to take the game? We don't know. So we'll total up all the points for the Claytons and the Turnquist and see which team is going to maybe have a chance or certainly have a chance at the Pengo game. The Claytons have a grand total of 10,010 points, and the Turnquists have 11,990. Close game, but the Turnquists are the winners. Congratulations, champs. Nice going, Keith. Nice going, Bob. And for the Claytons, nice to have met you. Nice to have met
Thank you,
Joanne.
We enjoyed it.
And we have some nice gifts for you. Thanks for being here on the show. You, Turnquist, get something very special because you're the winners of the day, and Kevin will tell us about that.
It's the Aquarius Compact from Mattel Electronics, a complete home computer system from Mattel with a keyboard, a printer, a data recorder, and a memory expander packed together to perform together from Mattel Electronics.
All right, Kevin, thank you. Now, would you like to win Pengo?
Yes, very much.
I bet you would. We'll see if you can do it right after this.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Command, the joystick making America trigger happy. Comfort, pistol grip, and trigger action, the thumbless approach to higher scores, the Trigger Command joystick from Electra Concepts. And Game Line, the incredible new way to play an endless stream of video games with just one cartridge through your telephone. Game Line, the only way to try new games at home before you buy them, and games are only the beginning.
Welcome back to Starcade. Okay, now, Keith and Bob, here's a chance to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you pick Popeye, you'd have to score at least 5,884 points. If you pick Zor, you'd have to score at least 1,414 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. And you reached your decision. You picked...
Popeye.
That's what it is, then. If you score 5,884 points or more in 30 seconds, you win our grand prize, and that's Pengo. So while Kevin tells us about Popeye, we'll get ready to go over and play the game.
Well, blow me down, mates. It's me, Popeye, catching hearts, musical notes, and words of love tossed to me by my sweet olive oil, performing me duty by punching out a few obstacles thrown in me way, and giving Bluto a licking after I've had me spinach. Fighting off the sea hag with me friends Sweet Pea and Wimpy putting in an appearance. What a way to spend me day, because I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
New in town, sailor? Okay, now, Bob, you going to play this?
Yes.
All right, now let me give you a couple pointers. 5,884 points, a lot to score in 30 seconds. Popeye will open up on the left-hand side of the screen. Keep him there for a little bit. Bluto will come across. Make Popeye go through to the right-hand side of the screen. Bluto will start back, and he'll get under the barrel, and he'll look around four times. You can drop the barrel on him to score some points, pick up some hearts, then go down and get the spinach. Get the spinach. You drop down through the middle. Bluto will be waiting for you. You can pop him again. Now, if that's too complicated, there's other ways to do it, but that's the way to do it, okay?
Yeah.
All right, we'll wish you good luck. Yeah. You have 30 seconds. Get ready. Keith, you want to come around and give him a little hand here? Get ready. Get set. Play. Caught him. There comes Bluto now. We'll go through. That's it. Here comes Bluto back. He's going to look around. Oh, you got him. That's the way to do it. Now you go for the spinach. Got the spinach. Okay, good. Go. Go get him. That's it. Drop to the center. Bam. Oh, no. Doggone it. We just missed him on that. Yeah, that's tough. But you were a champion. You got to score some nice things. You got some nice things. Kate, thank you. Nice to meet you. This is Jeff Edwards on Starrcade. See you on the next show. Until then, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starrcade, visit www.starrcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starrcade.
Starrcade is a JM production.